Some women aren't happy with their bits, thinking they're ugly or just not neat. Beverly thought her vagina was like that.
I felt like a freak, basically, because I didn't think anyone else looked that way.
And in the bedroom, her insecurities made it difficult for her to get pleasure.
I was very embarrassed to have oral sex. There was no 69. It just was not done until I felt very comfortable to know that he wouldn't react to the sight of it.
Her inner labia, the folds of skin around the vagina, were apparently hanging down. So after hunting around for a solution, she read about reconstruction surgery on the internet. Months later, she had her bits worked on. Dr. Helen Colon did the operation. She's in the middle of seeing a patient.
Why don't you sit here and I'll give you a gown to put on.
The demand has always been high, but was never publicized like it is now. Now people talk about it openly.
A growing number of women are unsatisfied with their genitals. Some say it's down to pictures in porn magazines or videos which show unrealistic images of a female's body.
It's really, 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 really sad. Are they walking around with a mirror down there? How do you know that it looks bad? Or you must really feel bad about yourself.
It should be left the way it was made. I don't really care what it looks like in the end.
American plastic surgeons say 2 years ago there were more than 1,000 of these operations, and the numbers have been climbing ever since. In Britain, this surgery is growing in popularity too. But experts warn there's little evidence to show the surgery works. Others claim it's unregulated and may even be risky. Beverly says her op has made her feel like a new woman.
Sex? Woohoo! Yeah, it's wonderful. I don't have to put in my head that we got to get close first and then I got to feel comfortable with him and hope he understands. So I'm a single woman in Manhattan. I'm doing pretty good.